Oklahoma is headed back to court. The state is suing several pharmaceutical drug distributors for their alleged role in the opioid crisis. Oklahoma is entitled to more than $800 million from previous settlements with drug companies or court orders, but so far none of the money has been spent on opioid treatment. State Impact Interim Editor Rachel Hubbard spoke to health reporter Jackie Fortier to get an update on the funds.
Oklahoma's case against Johnson & Johnson was the first state lawsuit over the role of a drug company in the opioid crisis to make it to trial. You covered the whole trial last summer in Norman and the revised verdict. What ended up happening?
Well, after a seven-week trial in Norman, State District Judge Thad Bachman ruled in late August that Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary Janssen Pharmaceuticals were liable for overly aggressive and deceptive marketing practices that helped lead to thousands of overdose deaths in Oklahoma. So at the end of the day, the judge ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay Oklahoma $465 million, and that's a one-time payment.
So have they paid it?
No, they have not. That's because both sides are appealing the judge's ruling. State Attorney General Mike Hunter maintains that the company should pay annually. Johnson & Johnson is appealing because they said they did nothing wrong. The state Supreme Court will hear the appeals, which will likely start in May. The trial won't be relitigated. The justices will review all of the materials and the exhibits. If they rule in the state's favor, Oklahoma could get more money than the $465 million originally awarded. Or if the court agrees with Johnson & Johnson, the state could potentially get nothing. As long as it's tied up in court, though, the company doesn't have to pay the state.
There were two other companies who were originally involved in the lawsuit. They both settled before the trial, Purdue Pharma and Teva Pharmaceuticals. The settlement with Purdue was the largest at $270 million.
That's correct. But you have to break down that total. So $60 million of that went to pay for the lawyers that the state hired. $12.5 million will go to cities and counties. And $20 million from that will be in the form of treatment drugs. The company itself has already paid $102.5 million to the state. They did that soon after the settlement was announced. I was told by Hunter's office that all of that money is sitting in a bank account in Oklahoma City.
Local municipalities say they've borne the brunt of the cost of the opioid epidemic. Has that $12.5 million been paid out to Oklahoma cities and counties?
No, they haven't gotten any money yet. Hunter's office says that a board has to be set up to decide how that $12.5 million will be allocated, and that hasn't happened yet.
The Purdue settlement was earmarked by Hunter to fund an expanded addiction research and treatment center at Oklahoma State University in Tulsa, right?
Yeah, when it was announced, the majority of the money, roughly $200 million, was earmarked to go to OSU. But there's also the question of the federal clawback. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services sent a letter to the state arguing that part of Purdue's payout was meant to cover alleged Medicaid fraud, which harmed federal and state taxpayers. The letter also said that because the state relied on decades of Medicaid claims data to help determine the amount of opioid-related damages, that the agency is entitled to its share. So the state and CMS are negotiating right now, but it could mean that roughly $60 million will need to be paid to the feds.
And the family that owns Purdue Pharma, the Sacklers, they promised to pay some of their own money in the settlement as well.
Yeah, this week the Sacklers will make their first $15 million payment to the state of Oklahoma. Under the settlement, they are scheduled to pay a total of $75 million over a five-year period.
And so the third pharmaceutical company that settled with the state was Teva. What happened to that money?
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the largest maker of generic drugs in the world. They settled just days before the trial started for $85 million. $13 million of that went to the state's lawyers, so now $72 million is sitting in the state treasury waiting for state legislators to direct what happens to that money, hopefully to fund opioid addiction and treatment services. I was told by Hunter's office, though, that legislation would have to be filed to do that.
So has any of the opioid litigation money been spent on treatment?
No, not yet.
That was State Impact health reporter Jackie Fortier, and I'm Rachel Hubbard.